sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amatshono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 walesihlanu mhlaka 22 Mbimbitho 2024 nguThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
It's incredible to see women taking on the charge and running businesses and having such success.
Osama Bizimusi odabuka kwele Melika unkosazana Tegatadis oyethekelela eZimbabwe uthi kuqathekile ukuthi abantu baleli lizwe basebenze nzima ukusungula amabhizimusi hathi ukumelela ukuqhatshwa.
Ngane nobunzima obukhulu obesomiso abasibekezelele singukhansili esimeni samazwe.
IZimbabwe namhlanje imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni usuku lokuqathekiswa kwelungelo lokutholisa abantu amanzi olweWorld Water Day. Kuhlelo Woza Friday eliviki sihamba leqembu lomculo kamasigandi elizibiza ngokuthi amablesa amahle. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. IZimbabwe namhlanje imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni usuku lokuqathekiswa kwelungelo lokutholisa abantu amanzi olweWorld Water Day. Phansi kwendikimba ekhuthaza ukutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo emadolobheni kanye lasemaphandleni. Usuku lolu lunanzwa ngalesi sikhathi ilizwe likhangelane lodubo lokuswelakala kwamanzi olukhangelelwe ukuqhela lonyaka kulandela ukungani kwezulu. Amadolobha amakhulu athi iBulawayo leHarare yiwo ahlaselwe kakhulu yilolu dubo. Kulombiko ethi umansipala wakoBulawayo uzakwehlisa inani lamanzi aphiwa izakhamizi kungelambadalo zingakaqali ukubhadala. Umgcinisihlalo wekomithi yamanzi koBulawayo uKhansela Khalazani Ndlovu utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi udaba lolu alukafiki kukomithi yakhe.
Okwakhathesi sithotheliyifunga kuna mhlawumbe esingakubiza sithi yiroma akukabuyila kwikomiti yami ukuthi langokuhambise ku-full council ukuthi siyezidiscasa siweye ama-pros and cons angikhona hhayi engakutshoyo ukuthi bekungahumbi.
Njengoba namhla kulilanga lapho abantu abananza khona usuku lwe-World Water Day, umbiko elingaba lawo kuzakhamizi zakoBulawayo ngothini?
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo sibhekane nobunzima obukhulu obesomiso. Abasibekezelele singukhansili esimeni samanzi. Siyakwazi ukuthi water is a right. But we are trying by all means ukuthi wonke umuntu afinyelele ngamanzi. Siqhubeka sithi nalawa manzi abancane esiwatholileyo. Asilondolozeni every drop yamanzi. Sibe lamakhontena ungabona amanzi ephuma epompini. Wosiwakhelele. Ngoba okwenzakala emkhathini lathi asontando yethu, intando yomnikazi wezinsuku.
UKhansela Khalazani Ndlovu ngumgcinisihlalo wekomithi yamanzi koBulawayo ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7. Mnumzana Joseph Nkomazana oyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association uthe isinqumo sokwehlisa inani lamanzi aphiwa izakhamuzi kungelambadalo asila mahluko omkhulu esingawuletha nxa izakhamizi zingatholi manzi.
Amanzi awekho, siyakhala silapho sikhona, amanzi wathola kanye ngeviki. Kodwa udubo lokuthi ikhansili izayehlisa amanzi lawana abathi isquare 5 kiloliters ngibeni sithi ngibhose amadrama amabili ludaba abakhulume ngalo ikhansili sike sangena nje emhlanganweni wama-stakeholders. Kodwa hhayi bengani bakhuluma nje belinganisa ukuthi yinto engenzakala bekhangele umumo wamanzi. Awukabi khona abakakufaki ukuthi kube khona, bathi bona basahluzisisa bebona kambe kungasebenza yini, kungaba le nto enjalo engenzakala yini. Kodwa ntivele liyakwazi ukuthi ikhansili yangithi ngezasebekhuluma into ezinjalo, bake bahlala phansi bakhuluma ngakho kuthi ukuthi yinto bafuna uyi-implimente, into bafuna ukuyifaka kuzakhamizi. Lanxa ingabi khona i-five kilometers yakhona le, amanzi angikhona vele awakho, abanye abatholi.
Ngalesi sikhathi amazwe omhlaba ethakazelela usuku lwe World Water Day lina njengezakhamizi usuku lolu lilubona luqakatheke kangakanani?
Njengezakhamizi lathi hayi sindawonye lamanye amazwe ukuthi ilanga leli siselebrate ilanga leli sindawonye sisonke, kodwa nanto uduba ukuthi siselebrate phela emapompini lapha kula lutho sebeselebrate njengomlomo, kodwa amanzi singelawo. Ilanga liqakathekileyo, ilanga lokunanza amanzi yaqakathekileyo, amanzi okunatha, amanzi okugeza, amanzi into yonke, kodwa kungabi ngamanzi nje kodwa kube ngamanzi ahlanzekileyo, amanzi affordable ebantwini ukuthi bayathole ngesikhathi lapho bamele bayathole.
Umnumzana Joseph Nkomazana ukunhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakoBulawayo eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Kweziphathelane leMelika, sekusele amalanga amathathu nje kuphela ukuthi owayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ahlawule imali yokubhadala isibambiso sebail esingamadola amakhulu amane, $454 million. Lokhu sekubangele ukuthi atatazele zama ukubuthanisa limali. Iziphathamandla zesigaba seNew York zibikwa sesiqale ukuqamba izakhiwo ezizathengiswa ukuze kutholakale imali le. Lezi sibalisa isakhiwo esithiwa Trump Towers, lamagceke adlalelwa umdlalo wegolf. Imali le ngecala lokuthi waqamba amanga ngentengo yezakhiwo zakhe ukwenzela ukuthi athole izikwelede. Sikhuluma nje uTrump wabhadala imali engamadola afika phose izigidi ezilikhulu, $83 million, kwelinye njalo icala lokudlwengula. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxelo landela ezombusazo umnumzana Mkhululi Ndabambi.
Abantu laba abalezimali zonke lezi, imali le kayihlali ebhenki i-cash. Isikhathi esiningi i-net worth yakhe lena, i-value yama-properties akhe lana. Kukhanya uTrump ngumuntu owayeboleka imali kakhulu. Ngumuntu o-notorious lapha ngokubankrupta ama-business. Idili yakhe lena e-New Jersey, ele-casino e-Atlantic City. Vele ngumuntu o-notorious. Ngapha wacina amabhenki engasamniki imali, even lama business wayengabhadali. Wagcina ungazukhumbula ukuthi umuntu obesephiwa imali eGermany iDeutsche Bank leya. Yikho lapho ababe siba lama concerns of ukuthi ngoba iDeutsche Bank babesithi kulawo ama operandis amaningi aweRussia, so yikho lapho ababe suspect ukuthi imali abivela khona. Ukwehluleka kwakho ukuthola imali lapha sibili, hayi kwanele kunzima. $500 million cash ngasiyo mali encane. Imali le ayitholayo uyathola siwile imali ama-donation ebantwini, kodwa uyabona ukuthi ama-case akhe awuloya ukuthi bayidla njani. Njalo ulana uJean Carroll angithi le 100 million i-90 something million plus isibe kabili elokhu edliwa. Ukuthi ayithole i-cash kuzamele IPO kumbe ayiboleke, and ama-intelligence agency lawo akukhangelele khona lokho i-exposure yona le kakhulu ngama-case wona la alokhu ekhwela. No, sizabona. Angithi kuthiwa uyihlangene lo Elon Musk last week. U-Elon Musk naye ukuthi $43 billion lena azayithola ukuthi athenge i-Twitter, angithi wathengisa ama-shares amaningi. Akula muntu olekhwezi that much cash laying around.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele na icala aletheswayo elokuthi wayeqamba amanga ukuthi izakhiwo zakhe ziyimalini, njalo lokuthi ule mali enganani, kodwa siyabona bebaningi abamlandelayo. Ubona kubangelwa yini lokho?
Uyabona uTrump ama-business akhe ekugcineni lapha ubese umuntu othengisa i-label, ibizo lakhe i-licensing kuphela. Uyazivulela yophela iwetele and then usufake i-Trump brand and ebese bhadala. Yikho abakade esekwenza. Imali ibisimehlula sibili uze waba ngumuntu o-survivor, uvuswe i-show lena i-apprentice. Lena i-show abaningi bathi yadizayinelwa ukuthi ithengisele abantu to the American populace.
Umnumzana Mkhululi Ndabambi ulandela ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhonapha eMelika. The Voice of America. Okwamanje wathi sizodaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Ilizwe leMelika lizimisele ukuhlenga bonke abantu balo abathunjiweyo lalabo ababotshiweyo ngokungekho emthethweni libalethe ekhaya. Ngosuku olusanda ukwedlula olokunanza amalungelo abathunjwayo lababotshwayo, uMabhalane kahulumende weMelika uMnumzana Anthony Blinken ulandiswe ngokuthwala kwakhe uluhlu lwamabizo abantu beMelika abathunjiweyo lababotshwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Eminyakeni emithathu edluleyo, kulandisa uMnumzana Blinken, sengicitshe amabizo angamachumi amane lasithupha i-46 kuluhlu lolu. Kodwa abantu beMelika babotshiwe ngohulumende bamanye amazwe kumbe amaqembu abahlamuki, labanye abazimeleyo kungananzwa ilungelo labo njalo behlukaniswe lemdeni yabo. Imdeni ehlala inyanga lenyanga imzuzu lemzuzu isizwa ubuhlungu bokungazi ukuthi abathandekayo bayo bagcinwe ngapi kumbe bayahlukuluzwa bengazi lokuthi bazababona nini. Kuleyo imdeni yazini lokho, sizahlala silwela amalunga emdeni yenu sengathi ngeyethu, asisoze siphele amandla. Ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubeka liqhela njalo liqinisa inhlanganiso elilazo ezokuthi likhulule izibotshwa zalo ezigoqela i-Hostage Recovery Group okuletha ndawonye uhulumende, isigodlo seMelika, abacuphi lezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezizaphathisana ukukhulula abeMelika ababotshwe ngokungekho emthethweni bexhasele imindeni yabo. Njengomthetho omnyaka ka-2020 owe-Robert Levinson Act, kunika eleMelika amandla okuthi lengezelele isigwebo senhlawulo kulabo abawephulayo lomthetho lezijeziso zokwenqabela labo abathumba abanye ilungelo lokuvakatshela amanye amazwe. Sesihlangene leCanada ukukhokhela amazwe angamachumi ayisikhombisa i-70 awavuma ukuthi akulunganga ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu ngamanye amazwe lokusebenzisa abantu abathunjiweyo kwezinye izizwe ukuthi kucelwe ngabo ezinye indingeko zabathumbi. Ukuxhaswa ngamazwe amaningi nxa sisebenzisa ingcindezi kubangela ukuthi sikhuphule imali yezijeziso esihlawulisa abenza lokhu, njalo sibaphoqe ukuthi bacabangisise bengakabophi abantu abamsulwa. Lokhu kuqakathekile ekutheni kungabi lomuntu ohlukumezeka ngokuthunjwa kumbe ukubotshwa. Insuku zonke lapho silwela ukuthi kukhululwe abeMelika ababotshwe ngokungekho emthethweni kumbe sisodwa kumbe sixhasane labanye singohulumende kumbe umndeni, kufanele sizibonakalise ukuthi singobani, ukutsho uMnumzana Blinken. Njalo esikubona kubalulekile inkululeko yethu, ubuntu bethu, lokuzimisela kwethu ukuletha amandla elizwe ukuthi livikele ilungelo lomuntu oyedwa.
Veli lalele kudaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Osomabhizimusi odabuka kweleMelika uNkosazana Tegatades owethekelele leZimbabwe uthi uqathekile ukuthi abantu baleli lizwe basebenze nzima ukusungula amabhizimusi hathi ukumelela ukuqhatshwa, kodwa ukhuthaza osomabhizimusi abazimele ukuba basebenze nzima ukuzithuthukisa ngoba ukusungula ibhizimusi uzimele ukudinga isibindi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Ikhuluma namhlanje emkhosini wabosomabhizimusi owenzelwe enkundleni e-Barberfield Stadium koBulawayo Offlers Summit, ingcwethi amabhizimusi odabuka eMelika uNkosazana Tegatades ukhuthaze osomabhizimusi ukuba babe nenhloso yokukhulisa amabhizimusi abo ngoba kungelula ukuba lawo.
It's incredible to see women taking on the charge and running businesses and having such success. So that's been a great visit. I also had the opportunity to visit with the Hozi hub in Gweru.
Ngizela eAmerica ukuthi ngizofunda lokubonisa osomabhizimusi ukuthi singathuthuka kanjani, ngoba ibhizimusi iba lamavingovingo okulakho ukuyichabalalisa kumbe ukuyikhulisa, ngakho kumele ume uqine usebenza.
Ongene iAfla Summit odabuka kwele South South Africa, uNkosazana Nicolette Mashile, ongumqondisi wenkampani ethiwa Financial Fitness Buddies, uvumelane loThaddeus.
Ngizokhuluma la eHustlers Summit 2024, ngizoba ngikhuluma ngezamabhizinisi, ukuthi ibhizinisi yakho kwamele uyihlalise kanjani ukuthi ibe into yokuqala ukuthi ungabi too much local. Ngithi masenza amabhizinisi sometimes sinokubheka ukuthi i-market yethu ikuphi, and usually for many people i-market yethu iqala la ekhaya ibe local, but you must create a service or a product ezokwazi ukuthi at some point mase ibhizinisi ikhula ikwazi ukungena kuma-market amanye.
UNkosikazi Thubelihle Ndlovu, umqondisi wenkampani ethiwa Potify Investments eboleka imali lokuhlomisa osomabhizimusi ngolwazi, uthi ngempela akulula ukusungula lokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi.
Ibhizimusi yokuboleka mama imali, microfinance, ukubolekisa abantu imali ama-SMEs, omama, ama-youth, ama-small businesses. Ayisiyakhulu kulama-challenges njengoba yonke lama-challenges, but we have been in it since 2010.
Usomabhizimusi owafunda kwelemelika ukuphatha ibhizimusi engumqondisi wenkampani ethiwa Eden Fresco, uNkosikazi Thembelihle Nyati, uthi ulima indumba zesilungu lephepha.
Masithanda ukubonga kakhulu ngesummit le abafundile yona, ngoba ivula amehlo nengqondo. Ngithabe kakhulu ngoba kugcwele ulutsha abanelisasa yethu yelizwe, ukuthi bahle bafunde besasebancane ukuthi babe nengqondo ukwenza amabhizinisi.
Osakhulayo ofunda emganwini High School u-Aisha Mpofu ongene iHustlers Summit uthi bafunde ngokuthi amabhizimusi asungulwa njani.
Funde ngendlela ngama-entrepreneurs, ama-ideas ukuthi singakwanisa ukuba loba yini esifunekayo kokhona ezilungisenza into ezifunakalayo, for example ukuthi into ezidingakalayo mostly.
ELeZimbabwe lihamba phambili kulezi nsuku ngokukhuthaza uZulu ukuba asungule amabhizimusi, ngoba kuyiwo asephethe intuthuko yomnotho welizwe kulandela ukuvala kwamabhizimusi amakhulu amankampani lamafekithali ayeqhatha inengi. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 iwoBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, hey, hayi thina sikhathele ngale government yeZANU-PF le, sikhathele ngale government yeZANU-PF ngala direction. Chani everywhere lapha abakhuluma khona bayakhampena wayawaya, ngoba bayodwa abantu abasabathandi. Loku ngafanelanga khona ukuthi bakhulume ngokukhampena bona bayakhampena, babambe ukuphuphurika njengenkukhu equnywa ikhanda. Manje kule ndlala bayesihleka ukusolve indaba yendlala le, hayi thina sikhathele ngomnangagwa lo bakithi. Hey,
sinabonani Studio 7 ninjani balandeli beStudio 7, siyabonga. Hey, ngicela ukukhuza le ndoda le okuthiwa nguPrincess Banda ye-CCC. Ndoda, ungaze wakhangela wena abantu ukuthi bakhethe bani, bakhethe bani. Kwelakho ibandla ma ngabe likhethene, akula muntu okusolayo, njalo kawulandeleli. Yekela laba abazikhethile. Ma ubona umuntu ale ndoda kayisebenzi, wena yenza i-corruption, ubone ukuthi ikhona iyasebenza, ukuthi khona kayisebenzi kumbe iyasebenza na. So njengoba ekhethiwe, wena khangela ma kumbe kulomunye umuntu omaziyo oyenza i-corruption, ubusuhamba uyemtshele, usubone ukuthi kasoze asebenze yini, ngoba uthi wena yena akazi lutho umsebenzi lo kawumfanelanga. And khangela lapho ubuthutha bakho khona, uthi wena ama-qualification akhe kawuwazi. Manje usolani ma ungazi ngama-qualifications akhe? Sula okwangakini uzehlukane lezinto zabanye abantu. Sula undoda njengoba ekhethi uReza, nyekela aqhubeke ngomsebenzi wakhe. Wena lawo eqhubeka ngwakho umsebenzi musa, uswele izinto zayo luze zeminye imizi, usehluleke emzini wakho. Ngiyakubongela.
Studio 7 ngotunkame inkomo, kathi silikhulumisa kangaka lisiphendule indaba. Ilo mbuzo lapha kuma-president wonke ase-Afrika ukuthi kulwa kathi kwakulwelwani sizo kunda na mamkope katesi ili na inesili nza wantu meze mefes bedi la zonge mtu mwase Afrika so sefe nes bedi la nina usuruwe lacho ayesta kuti lapa bantu kizo zonge nda umu lapo konu mtu miyama ayo konu kutu kuti nganu kutu kutu mtu miyama kutu lina bantu meze bedi akele zamo usula kakungizu nukwa makuwa pali kangu kutu 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 kutu
kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu kutu ngayo makhaya lapha ifike endaweni zonke ngoba sikhala nje ngathi sibhekane nendlala mina ngizala lapha esigabeni sasemfani emasungamala igama lami u-Big Five aningibaya ngasimeni-ke siyakhala indlala lapha inkulu kakhulu inkomo ziyacuka ziyafa sicele i-government ingenele especially nje esigaba sakithi emasungamala abantu bafika late sigcine singasakutholi ukudla sokuthola kwezinye indawo kanti thina asikutholi ukuphumula sihlezi sivelwa zindlovu lonyaka inala vele lonyaka indlala la indlovu azibuyanga but kuthile last year sizilele izindlovu sisemhluphekeni amadola mayebuya eqale kithi ngapha siyacela kakhulu ngoba siyafala.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lakho ukuthumela enye imibono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa loNkosazana Sifiso Ndiweni onceda abantwana abahlala emigwaqweni labaswelayo abafika kwele South Africa behluleke ukuthola imisebenzi yezindlu lezindlu zokuhlala. Uxoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ngifike lana around 97-98 from eZimbabwe. Now I'm mostly doing a charity. Anything charity nje lokho ngangivusa ngo-10 ukuthi sokuthe I'll jump up and down.
Singathi i-charity wenzayo khonapho yosenza
isikhathi esiningi besenza lokho ukuthi like uhambe emakhaya sisiza abantwana with ama-sanitary towels nakumphakathi nje if umuntu kungathiwa hayi there's someone laphayana mhlawumbe oswele isigqoko sokugqoka or oswele impuphu ngiyajumpa in and help with whatever enginakho. Unfortunately if kungekho it will be a painful situation but I'll have to say okwamanje akwanakho.
Ye so singathi-ke ujala ukunceda abantu abaningi kangakanani ngenyanga khanye ngazani khona ngapho kulabanye abantu sibili abaphesa ukuncedwa kule South Africa endaweni ezijiyeneyo
baningi like personally ngijala ukusiza laba bahlala esitradeni. Like ngeviki I make it a point ukuthi uma ngiphuma endlini ekuseni there's one or two guys engibakhathela something on my way to work. Like unfortunately I don't count.
Yebo phela. Singathi-ke lokhu kuvele enhliziyweni yakho wakuthatha ngakhona.
Yinto nje engifile ukuthi kwamele ngikwenze. It's something engifile ukuthi uma ngibona omunye umuntu engangingaphathekanga kahle mina ngiku-better situation ukuthi ngingamsiza. Ngibona ukuthi kwamele ngikwenze.
Singathi abazali bakho bakufundisana ngentweni ezinje lapho wakhula khona si.
Umama wami ubeyenza bekungase-charity yena ubekwenza for a living behambe bayophekela abantu like emchadweni kuma-parties and they get paid for that but mina uma kufika kimi ngibona ngani you can do that for free if i-chance ikuvumela so sometimes ngiyazama ukuthi uba ngingaphekani nomchadweni usizo lwamali ukhona mhlawumbe ngingathola umuntu mhlawumbe uhambe straight and like most yabona la esihamba khona uthola abantu umuntu ufuna ukusizwa and abantu abaningi bayesaba because of futhi sesarojwa kakhulu or because of ini abantu bethend ukungafuni ukusiza because of izizathu ezinjalo then lapho mina ngibona ukuthi if mina ngingasasizanga huwile so loba yini edinga ukuphathiswa ngiyaya lapho nje hands on loba ngumuntu like izolo Sunday bekunomuntu lapha esitradeni ulimele isandla ulimele unyawo and ubona ukuthi umuntu lana ulokhu ezama ukuthi adonsing akhuphe ingubo ebhegini ngalesi sandla esiyi-one ubhalansile uyehluleka and wonke umuntu lokhu adlula lapho because yi-street kid uhlala esitradeni abantu angazi ukuthi bayesaba or ini. So in those situations ngiyabe ngibona ukuthi kuyadingeka ukuthi ngingene ngimncedise lowo muntu akhuphe lengoma ngime dlalele phansi alale bonke comfortable then ngiphume ngapha.
Ngiyabonga ngimsebenze njalo. Uma uphutha ukuthi abantu bekuphathise ukuze ethi qhubeke phambili omsebenzi omhle kangaka, bengenzani? Bangakuthinta njani?
Bangathinta, ngingathanda ukuthi bathinte inhlanganiso ye Zim Imbokodo because mostly I help from there. So maga sizi organization then lami I'll be able to see, to help abanye abantu eceleni because the organization serves on ama handouts. So ma abantu basiza inhlangano then lami ngiyakhona ukwenza whatever engifisa ukwenza from there.
Lo ngunkosazana Sifiso Ndiweni odabuka eZimbabwe ehlala eHillbrow uxoxelwa Gibbs Dube eseSouth Africa.
Itchy Waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday.
Uhlelo Waza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu lomculo kamasikandi elizibiza ngokuthi amablesa amahle, lona eselethule idlala delitsha elilesihloko esithi amangqimngqim. Leli qembu lidabuka esigabeni seManasa eLufane kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umkhokheli walo uWillard Moyo exoxa noNtungameli Nkomo owe Studio 7.
Emsakazweni ku Studio 7 ngibingelela kuwe emsakazi, ngiphinde ngibingelele nakubalaleli. Ngingahambi ngedwa ke, nakhona ngihamba nangumfowethu lona okungu S Mongameli Moyo, okungumfowethu ongelamayo, engasho nje ukuthi sizalwa sonke siphuma ekhaya elilodwa. I-album lethu lesithathu leli
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Iy'ngoma zamablesa amahle ziyatholakala online kuzo zonke iy'tolo ey'dayisa umculo, eko-YouTube, Spotify. Uzozithola lapha iy'ngoma zamablesa amahle zalo le album esikhulumela kuyo. Kune-YouTube channel lapha ethi Red Dog Entertainment, noma ikhona i-Facebook account lapha iBlesa Lodumo Dewa, okusho ukuthi uzokwazi ukuthi uxhumane mhlawumbe nami futhi. Uzothola i-Facebook account lapha u-Els Mongameli Dewa, uzokwazi futhi uxhumana nami mfowethu lona. Kune-YouTube channel lapha ethi Red Dog Entertainment, inamba zethu zithi 0780846198.
Abalandeli ubachiyela waphamasi
abasupport, ngaphandle kwesupport yabo akukho la bacula bayakhona.
Kudala ngihamba ngidula, manje sengikhulile zwe, angabe ngibona umuntu okholelwa umuntu ejolini.
Umkhokheli weqembu lamaBlesa Mahle uWillard Moyo ubexoxa loNtungameli Nkomo oweStudio 7. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo leLive Talk olulandelayo. Okwakhathesi silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.